Hello, my fellow book lovers and bibliophiles. I'm Danielle, and welcome back to the Danielle's Reading Nook podcast. Today, I want to talk about some books that I am excited, so very excited to read, that are going to be released in 2023. The first one is Harley Quinn Ravenous by Rachel Allen. It is part of the DC Icon series and part of a trilogy centered on Harley Quinn. And it's about when Harleen Quinzel wakes up in a hospital bed with no recollection of the past few months, she scrambles to pick up the pieces of her life. As she starts classes at Gotham University and an internship at Arkham Asylum, Harleen is determined to make her mark, getting paired with the most high-profile female inmate at Arkham, the notorious Talia al Ghul. Talia is brilliant and fascinating, and as they spend more time together, the lines between good and bad begin to blur for Harleen. When she starts to see Talia less as a patient and more as a mentor, all of Harleen's dark and dangerous pieces begin finding their way their surface again. The only way to stop the terror that haunts the halls of Arkham Asylum may be to let her darkness out. Follow Harleen's rise from anxious college student to ravenous, chaotic feminist icon in the second installment of the Harley Quinn origin story. That Harley Quinn Ravenous will be released April 25th, 2023, which is actually tomorrow, and I can't wait to get my copy on this book. The next book I'm excited to read is The Sun and the Star, a Nico D'Angelo adventure by Rick Riordan and Mark O'Shiro. It's part of the Camp Half-Blood Chronicles, and it's about as the son of Hades, Nico D'Angelo, has been through so much, from the premature deaths of his mother and sister to being outed against his will, to losing his friend Jason during the trials of Apollo. But there is a ray of sunshine in his life, literally. His boyfriend, Will Salas, the son of Apollo. Together, the two demigods can overcome any obstacle or foe. At least that's been the case so far. Now, Nico is being plagued by a voice calling out to him from Tartarus, the lowest part of the underworld. He thinks he knows who it is, a reformed titan named Bob, whom Percy and Annabeth have had to leave behind when they escaped Hades' realm. Nico James and Rachel Dare's latest prophecy leave little doubt in Nico's mind that Bob is in some kind of trouble. Nico has to go out on this quest, whether Mr. D and Chiron like it or not. And of course, Will insists on coming with. But can a being made of light survive in the darkest part of the world? And what does the prophecy mean that Nico will have to leave something of equal value behind? Nico will have to face demons, both internal and external, as his relationship with Will is tested to the core in this standalone adventure featuring two of the most popular characters in the Percy Jackson saga. I can't wait for this book to come out. It's going to be released May 2nd, 2023, which is a week away. It's a week and one day away, so get ready. Next, we have Percy Jackson and the Olympians, the Chalice of the Gods. This will be number 6 in the Percy Jackson and the Olympian series, written by Rick Riordan. And the blurb is, after saving the world multiple times, Percy Jackson is hoping to have a normal senior year. Unfortunately, the gods aren't quite done with him. Percy will have to fulfill 3 quests in order to get the necessary 3 letters of recommendation from Mount Olympus for college. The first quest is to help Zeus's cupbearer retrieve his goblet before it falls into the wrong hands. Can Percy Jackson, can Percy, Grover, and Annabeth find it in time? This book will be published on September 26, 2023. I'm so excited because I don't know how to feel, but honestly, I can't wait for this book to be released because I love Rick Riordan's mythology series. I really do. The next book that I'm excited to read that's coming out in 2023 is The Ruined by Renee Adier. The Ruined is the conclusion to the quartet that began with The Beautiful. And the Sylvan Vale and the Sylvan Wild are at war, now that the unsteady truce between them has been broken. Lines must be drawn. In an effort to protect the weakened Winter Court, Bastion rallies powerful allies and friends in New Orleans to come to their aid. Meanwhile, under protection alongside her injured mother in their summer court, Celine is uncertain of whom to trust. She cannot get word to Bastion and does not understand why he has not returned. When she realizes war between the Fae Courts is imminent, she journeys with Allie in an effort to find the time-traveling mirror and change their fate. But when Celine's rivals realize Bastion has rallied his allies in the mortal world, they decide to take the fight to him. The Ruin will be released on December 5th, 2023. Next, we have Cherished by Tracy Wolf, and it is the conclusion to the Crave series. And it's been over 3 months since my friends and I took down Cyrus. 3 months where my biggest fear was that paper was... 3 months where my biggest fear was what paper was due next. But I should have known that it was too good to last. Now everything is falling apart. The Vampire Court has no king. The Dragon Court has no heart. And the Gargoyle Court has me, a teenager in way over her head. And it's the worst possible timing because the threat is brewing just as the circle is collapsing. I have no choice but to return to the Shadow Realm and face the terrifying queen who nearly ended us, and make a deal with her to save Mickey. But this time, I'm bringing my powerful friends with me, and Hudson. Except something is wrong with him too. He's keeping a secret, even from me. All I know is that everyone's life is in the hangs in the balance, and it's my fault because I still owe the Crone a favor, and now she's come to collect. Cherish will be released on May 30th, 2023. Next, we have Return of the Vengeful Queen, Book 2 of the Rise of the Vicious Princess series by CJ Redwine. This book will be released on July 11th, 2023. As of right now, there is no blurb, so I don't know what it's about. I know it's a continuation of Rise of the Vicious Princess, and I can't wait because I love CJ Redwine, and I know that both of these books in this duology will be fantastic. And finally, a book that I'm excited to read, that I'm excited for, that's being released in 2023 is Fractal Noise by Christopher Paolini. This one is a prequel to another book in the series called To Sleep in a Sea of Stars. July 25th, 2234, the crew of the Amadora discovers the anomaly. On the seemingly uninhabited planet Talos, July 25th, 2234, the crew of the Amadora discovers the anomaly. On the seemingly uninhabited planet Talos 7, a circular pit by 50 kilometers wide. Its curve, not of nature, but design. Now, a small team must land and journey on foot across the surface to learn who built the hole and why. But they all carry the burdens of lives carved out on disparate colonies in the cruel cold of space. For some, the mission is the dream of a lifetime. For others, it's a risk not worth taking. And for one, it is a desperate attempt to find meaning in an uncaring universe. Each step they take toward the mysterious abyss is more punishing than the last, and the ghosts of their past follow. Fractal Noise will be released on May 16, 2023. Now, I know I have a lot of books to read on my TBR, but I can't wait for these 7 books that I just listed to be released, because I love reading and I love these authors, and I can't wait to see these next installments of the books, because I know I'm going to be captivated. And I truly urge you to check these books out. I will list them in the description below. And I hope you guys have a fantastic day. Happy reading. Bye.